Castology.
Hello and welcome to another week of Castology, the podcast where we review podcasts, listen to podcasts, and tell you what podcasts you should be listening to. I am one of your castologists, Liz Best, here with
Nick Bleeker
and
Zane C. Weber.
And we're having a bit of a podcast speakeasy today, aren't
we? It's true. We're underground.
I feel like a spy.
There are three of us in this room.
Scott Morrison.
Just letting you know. So anybody anybody who's not in Australia, we've just been put in lockdown to the point where there's supposedly meant to be only gatherings of two people, but we're three.
If we consider this a workplace,
it is still a workplace. So this is how I say getting around it, but this is a job. Podcasting is a legitimate job. So yes, we're coming with our colleagues, but I like to think of it as podcast speakeasy because it makes me feel a little bit naughty.
I should have provided some moonshine. I apologize. That is my
This is the thing. The cool kids these days in quarantine and lockdown, we get together to podcast to be rebels.
But also, we are a podcast family. And so it's families so can we're also
it's true. We are together. Family and colleagues, and that is how. And look, let us be clear. We have hand sanitizer. I have masks. We are very responsible. There is enough square footage in this house to have six people in here and still be under the rules.
Really?
We're not just sitting there going, you know what, fuck coronavirus, because those people are going to get us all killed.
Thanks, Bondi.
Thanks, Bondi Beach. Thanks, Ruby Princess people who let that cruise ship dock. Thanks to everyone who's helping us fail this group project.
Scott Morrison. Yeah.
Thanks, Scummo.
Scummo.
So yes, so today at the podcast Speakeasy, we will be doing what we always do. We will be recommending three podcasts for you and then going back and reviewing our podcast from our what the fuck week last week. So who wants to go first this week?
I would like to, please.
You can, Zane. Really sweet.
Okay, so I am recommending Reveal. Reveal is a real serious journalism podcast. It is, yeah. This is
are
a
you
real
being
one.
Like, it sounds kind of a bit of like sarcasm in that.
That's just how I sound. Okay. I have resting sarcasm voice.
It's really serious.
It's very hard for me to sound sincere, but so Reveal is made with Public Radio International. So CIR co-produces the nationally distributed Reveal, which was a radio show and became a podcast. So the Center for Investigative Reporting puts out this podcast.
Cool. Okay.
So it also has stories from radio stations and other media partners. So it was founded in 1977 as the nation's first non-profit investigative journalism organization and has developed the most innovative and credible investigation techniques, I guess. Like, I'm just this.
You're reading the blurb that's poorly written.
Yeah, it's weird, but it is very, very good. So basically, each episode they take a deep dive into one specific topic. So, of course, recently it's been mostly COVID, COVID, but also they've gone to my favorite episode of theirs is 6 years Separated, where they have profiled the story of a young girl who was separated from her parents at the border and has spent the last 6 years separated from her family.
Is that like the ICE thing that...
Yeah. So it is really, like, this is really in depth. That they talk to both the lawyer and the journalist who's doing the profile, and the lawyer who's helping her out, and really in depth. This is I think at the moment my most trusted news source. Just because they give you all their references, the names of the people who they're talking to, when they spoke to them, and why. So this is
very transparent.
Yeah. Very transparent.
I love that investigative journalism has a platform again, because for a long time they were like, well, we can't afford to pay anyone to spend 3 months creating one story. That's just not on the books anymore. And now that podcasts are a thing, everyone's like, give me all your deep dives.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Please donate money to any investigative journalism podcast that you trust.
Yeah, I guess. Absolutely. And I also recommend their...
And us, but them too.
Their podcast episode called Fancy Galleries Fake Art, where they dive into the New York art scene.
Oh, and sounds wanky.
Yeah.
Well, it's about the corruption of, because you can put a piece of art on the wall and it's worth whatever people will pay for it.
True.
So if someone pays $2.5 million for it, they can then insure it for $2.5 million.
Oh, shit.
And so then it is legitimately worth $2.5 million.
Damn.
Worth of assets. Which then, if they get broken or what have you, which is
damn, the whole thing broken into,
yeah, which is this came about because of the person who duct taped a banana to a wall, and it was high art and was valued at some ridiculous amount of money because some art critics said it was.
I need to listen to this.
Yeah,
this
it's very very interesting. Yeah,
I mean. All right, I'm going to go next.
Duct tape bananas.
That was reveal.
I need to juxtapose reveal. Very, very serious for something very, very not serious. This podcast is called We Love You and So Can You.
Is that sung by a purple dinosaur?
Well, no, but it can be. I don't know.
It fits.
It fits. So I actually, this is by the girls who did the Buy the Book podcast.
Oh,
but
cool.
I found this podcast first, then found out they did Buy the Book, so I could recommend the first one first and the second one second. So the premise of this one is Jolenta Greenberg and Kristen Meinzer have read so many friggin' self-help books, right, for their Buy the Book podcast and book and other things that they have, that they fancy themselves as, well, they say not experts at all, but pretty savvy in the world of making problems not so problematic.
You know, fixing your life.
Fixing your life. Overhauling your life. So this is like what I would describe as a reality TV style makeover podcast. So they just kind of get a person who has a problem in their life. They chat to that person about whatever the problem is with their life. Then they give them a prescription of things that they have to do for the next 2 weeks. So one episode is about the problems and the prescription, and the next episode is the follow-up to find out how they did through the 2 weeks of stuff.
Interesting. Yeah.
It gives me a really happy kind of Queer Eye vibe in the coming into someone's life with no other purpose other than to make it a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's very un-me because I'm incredibly cynical and horrible as a human.
You do like Buy the Book though, which
but
is
I do
also
like
a little
Buy the
bad.
Book. Yeah, but this is like not self-improvement. This is it trying to improve the lives of others. So I kind of like it. It's this, whether it be like getting back into dating or starting a new career or having never had a long-term relationship or being really negative self-talk, they kind of diagnose what the problem is and help the person find how great they were to begin with. It's just a really nice, we love you and so can you kind of, I like it, makes me happy.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Sparks joy.
How long are the episodes?
So they're about half an hour to 40 minutes, I think, each episode. So the each one is two parts. So the problem and
right,
each episode is titled the name of the person, what their problem is. And the second one is the name of the person and follow up. So it's quite easy to see where the episodes are paired together. And they've also got a lot of little bonus, just like life advice apps. Like, you know how in the middle of a reality TV show, someone's like, if you've ever got a problem with this, maybe try this to help for the people at home.
Maybe just try one of our sponsors.
Yeah. Except this isn't a sponsor one. Yeah. This is like, hey, actual advice from a book that we thought was good.
Cool.
Yeah. So I like it. We love you. And so can you. Nick, on to you.
Oh, that's really sweet. Thank you very much. My recommendation this week is the New York Times 3-episode special, part of their daily podcast called The Jungle Prince. So basically, the New York Times got invited, or not invited, but it was like a lead given to them to go and investigate this royal, or this annexed royal family in India. And there's like all these rumors that they're supernatural beings or that they're secretly actual Indian royals. And it's It's basically, I would say it's investigative reporting, but on like a completely different level in terms of...
On a storytelling rather than expose. Yeah,
it's not like a, oh my God, this is this. It's like, here's a genuine mystery about these people who live in like this old castle in the middle of the Indian jungle.
Yeah.
Who are these people and like what happened? Why are these people? What's their background? And there's like, it's really interesting just sort of hearing the little bits and pieces from the locals and what people know about them or what they think they know about these people. So, yeah.
That sounds really interesting.
There's only three episodes as well. So
yeah.
Easy to listen.
Yeah, because I listened to the New York Times Daily. It popped in as just as a dump and I was just like, oh, what the fuck is this? And then I ended up binging it in, actually, it's like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a really short
listen.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, it's called The Jungle Prince. I don't really want to spoil too much of it.
Yeah. No? If there's anything to be spoiled, just shut up now.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, that is us in the recommendations part.
Those are your recommendations.
Do you want to recap now or do you want to recap at the end? What are you feeling?
I recommended Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting.
I recommended We Love You and So Can You by Kristen Meinzer and Jolenta Greenberg.
And I recommended The Jungle Prince by The New York Times.
Yay. Let's go to What the Fuck Week. WTF Week last week, we recommended podcasts that made us go WTF.
Mm-hmm.
WTF.
And then we shared them to see if they made you go WTF.
We certainly made each other go WTF, did we not?
We sure did. So I recommended Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast.
Let's dissect that one first, shall we?
So Podcast Reviews Reviews the podcast. So the host reviews the podcast reviews that are left on his Apple Podcast account. And more recently on his Podchaser account.
And let's hope on his other podcast called Castology that's not actually his, but he needs to review our review of his podcast to make the meta circle complete.
We'll see. We'll see if he does it. It's only been out for a day.
I would love that. Please review our review of your podcast reviews, reviews podcast. In saying that, here is my review of your podcast reviews, reviews podcast. What the fuck?
Right? It's like, how content? What is content?
So here's the thing. This was one of the ones where I listened ahead before you told us what it was. So I just went to an episode back at the start because I normally like listening to episodes.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
I press play and the guy's like, okay, yep, this is what we are, this is what we do. So send a review through, end of episode. And I was like, oh, he's got no reviews yet, of course, so he can't review anything. So the first, like, so I was like, okay, I've got to look for something that's over a minute. Okay, 10 minutes. And then he had 6 reviews and it was very exciting.
Yeah.
Why was it exciting? I don't know why, but I was so
immediately
excited
invested.
For him. I was so excited for him getting these reviews. And I mean, look, the marketer in me respected the fact that a few of them were podcasts trying to get their own podcast mentioned.
I love that he acknowledges that too. He's like, oh, you want to promote stuff, that's fine.
But was this a send-in? Was this a submission?
This was a submission.
So he's actively trying to promote himself. So we should promote ourselves by saying, please review this Castology podcast, reviews, reviews, podcast, review.
Yep.
I'll give it 5 stars.
I give it 5 stars also.
I have given it 5 stars. Hey.
But I wanted to create... So I haven't rated it yet because I want to sit down and really think.
What?
Really?
Why?
Think. Because he's going to review it. So I would like to be critiqued on a level of which I'm happy for my work to go out into
of
the
course,
world.
Of course, because Liz is a writer.
I'm a writer. It's my job. So I don't want him to give me anything less than 5 stars for my 5-star review of his reviews podcast.
So did you listen like chronologically? Because I did. I listened to 35 episodes. Because
As I realized what was happening, I started hunting for the ones where he got.
No, it's the journey is so much more satisfying.
Real.
Starting and being like, oh, okay, cool, all right. Oh shit, yep. And then he gets to like episode 11, and he finally gets reviewed. I'm like,
yes.
And I was just like, fucking finally. And he got it and I felt so
happy,
satisfied and
I don't
happy.
Know why.
And
so this
the,
is, this
and
is
so
happy
the real
making.
The real what the fuck about this podcast is why are we so invested?
What the fuck,
I don't know.
All of us?
I don't know. And it's like I'm sure he puts a lot of effort into it. But
it's just the joy of someone putting work into something and then it happens and then he acknowledges that it happens. And there's something so satisfying about that circle of reciprocity that just, it made me stupidly happy and I don't know why.
Since then, I have reached out because one of his last episodes before we recorded was like, so things are changing, the website's kind of down, we'll see what's happening. I have got confirmation from him that it is going on and the website will be up. They're just looking for a new host.
Okay, so cool. It's technical still issues. Happening.
I love this show so much.
I know. So I just want to protect it. I want to wrap it up in cotton
wool. I'm glad. I was really worried with this one because it was so off the wall. And
it's
weird,
but it's so like this guy's just doing his thing and I respect that and I'm invested.
I don't know if it's an act, but he does the awkward very well. Thank you so much for listening.
He's like that Louis Theroux. Awkward, adorable. It's I don't know why I love it, but I love it.
I'm staying on this.
Excellent. I'm very happy that it went so well because I was worried because I connect with things sometimes that other people don't.
Just charming. It's good. Charming. So let's move on to something markedly less charming. And I can see Zane like rubbing his face, which he's not meant to do. Don't touch your face.
My eyes hurt.
Don't touch your face. In anticipation of what is to come with Knowledge Fight.
Knowledge Fight. Last week I recommended Knowledge Fight, which is a deep dive podcast into the trials and tribulations of Alex Jones. Some episodes long, 3 to 4 hours. So it can get very full on. And if you don't like Alex Jones...
Some episodes are not Alex Jones though.
No, that's true.
I listened to one that was and one that wasn't.
Did you like it? What did you like and what didn't you like?
Okay, so my only note on this is people be stupid. because I figured I could riff off that. I like the hosts very much.
Yeah.
And I am so happy that they are so dismayed by Alex Jones and the state of these people's stupidity because I think if it had have been analyzing it in any other way than a what the fuck are you doing, you psychotic idiot, I would have been blood boiling, right? So, yeah. So, again, this is another one that I listened ahead to before I knew what it was. And I was like, what is going on? They're like critiquing a person who's talking about lizard overlords. And I'm really confused. I don't know what's happening. And then I was like, well, I've had the what the fuck response. So I guess it worked.
Winner.
I guess it worked. But, yeah, I think the hosts are quite personable. It's too angry making for me to listen to on a regular basis because I don't really want to be reminded of all the shit that Alex Jones spews out into the fucking world.
It's definitely like a pick your battles sort of show, I think. Like if you're really in the mood to get fucking testy, listen to it. But if you're not, then don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Good advice, man.
Look,
solid.
I'm full of it. So solid. Well, advice, full of good advice. But Zane.
Okay. On the website for this podcast, it says, check out our archive of episodes where we fully document and make fun of all the racist, misogynist and outright deceitful things that Alex Jones says every day on his show. We know. It sounds horrible and unlistenable, but we promise we make it funny. And that's true.
They do that.
The hosts are fine.
Yeah.
Alex Jones does not need more airtime.
No.
And this is very angry making. But like I said, they do make it funny, but 4 hours.
I wish they'd break it up into smaller chunks.
That's what I wish too, because I think some of the stuff they actually
if they were
talk
like 20-minute digestibles, it would be fascinating.
And don't get me wrong, I've been where these guys are a lot of the time where it's like, all right, enough of you, Alex Jones. Someone has to sit down and disprove everything that you've said via podcast form. And I
held back.
Practiced some self-control.
You mindfully.
And I thought,
yep,
who would that be for? Would it be just for me?
Yes,
yes,
Zane.
It would be just
yes,
for me.
Yes, it would.
And if this is what these people need to
and
do,
Nick,
if this is what these people need to do to cope with what Alex Jones does,
I'm all
more
for
power
it.
To them. And if it helps anyone else, sure, but
because,
I can't
like,
listen to it.
You've got podcasts on your network that you've started to confront a problem that you've seen within yourself that you just need to get out, correct?
Yeah.
More than I'm willing to admit.
So, well done, these guys, for doing their thing. I just, do you know, like, I didn't, I knew a little about the kind of shit that Alex Jones says.
Gay frogs.
I now know more than I care to because I've got a very successful Alex Jones filter. My brain just shuts the fuck off when somebody starts talking about him or anything that he has to say.
Yeah.
So Alex Jones, for me, like, epitomizes.
So for people
Fox
who
News.
Don't know who yeah. he is, yeah. for all those lovely, unenlightened people.
You sweet summer
lucky.
Children.
Can you give us a cliff notes of who Alex Jones is?
Okay, so he's basically like an ultra-conservative propaganda slash conspiracy theory generating machine that Fox just unleashes on the world
yeah.
to like
muddy
the waters about like what's actually going on and why Obama's birth certificate is important.
Oh no. Okay, you can stop talking now. This is too in-depth. Way more in-depth than I needed.
It sums up pretty well, actually.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so that's what we think of that. The guys are funny. We're glad they're working through their issues. The end.
Yeah, like honestly, I might be interested if these guys did a different podcast that wasn't based on
Alex Jones.
I want to
hear them just do a conspiracy theory podcast.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Where they, it's not just Alex Jones, but it's just all conspiracy theories that they sit there and kind of debunk.
Because I think this
debunk everything. I will listen to you debunk everything that doesn't make me furious.
Because I think this show would fail if these guys didn't have any chemistry whatsoever.
Oh, they've got a lot of chemistry.
And the thing is, the chemistry is what saves the show.
Yeah. Yes.
Otherwise, it would just basically being like, Alex Jones is bad and we're going to talk Boo. About it for 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
what
well,
my podcast would have been.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying it's bad.
Would you have done that? And the podcast is called Alex Jones.
I think that I don't like scream much, but it would have been a lot of sighing, I think.
Right.
It's like,
I could listen to that.
But
hours?
Let's go on to Liz's.
Yes, let's move away from this. Okay, I did the Swapcast podcast, which was my WTF podcast, mainly because they just review movies that have the body swap trope.
Yep.
Somewhere in them.
Yeah, I didn't know that there were so many, but there really are.
So many. And it's not just sometimes body swap, but being basically someone being put into any body that's not theirs. So sometimes it's not a straight two-person swap. Sometimes it's like the movie Big, where you just have a different body than the one that you have.
Or Scooby-Doo, where everyone swaps bodies.
Yeah, just everyone's got it's a different body podcast, and they just review those movies. What episodes did you listen to, and what did you think?
I listened to a few, it was a while ago.
What one's sticking in your head? Did you listen to the big one, like I told you to?
I did listen to the big one.
How problematic is that movie?
I mean, I already knew that it was problematic.
Yeah. I forgot. I listened to it with this beautiful nostalgia in my brain, and I was like, oh, this is inky.
Because it is kind of a trope now in comedy that, like, the big idea is weird, and 80s movies got like sexual in a weird way. So I listened to Big. I listened to Jumanji The Next Level.
Yes.
I listened to Freaky Friday, of course. And I listened to Suddenly 30, aka
I love
13
Suddenly
Going 30. On 30.
Yeah, I was on TV the other night. I was like, yay, I have to watch this, Judy Greer.
So obviously I listened to a few.
Cool.
I liked it.
Cool.
They're nice. They have good rapport. Interesting takes on the movies. My one criticism is that the episodes are just a bit too long.
Yes.
I think they could maybe cut about 10-15% of their riffing out, and it'd be a much tighter, more easy listenable, because they just kind of go on about
they just need
too
to
long.
Structure
yeah.
I think they need to the only criticism that I had, because I was like, this is great, what the fuck are people doing making this podcast, but I think they need more of a structure, and if they stick to more of a structure and go off on less tangents it'd be tighter.
Yeah, I think that was my issue with it. Like, I listened to the Jumanjis and I listened to Big, and the show itself is it's fine. I don't think it's my sort of cup of tea, just in general body swap sort of stuff, but For me, I was just kind of like
the movies in general.
Well, yeah, the
Jumanji movies. Don't like
the original, of course, but the rest, I don't know. Anyway,
I really like the new ones.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're not for me.
I expected it to be terrible because I was like, how dare you remake Jumanji?
They are better than what I expected, to be completely honest.
I honestly think they're a fine kids movie, but the actual Jumanji is a fine family movie that anyone can enjoy.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, I just feel like the tangent, I was tuning out about 35 to 40 minutes in because I found that sometimes they would just divert and they would start talking about one. There was one in the Jumanji episode where they went off on a tangent and I completely forgot what the tangent was because I was like, oh, well, they're not talking about like what's going on. So I don't really care for you people. And I don't mean that as like a bad thing. I was just like, oh, a structure would have been really helpful. Yeah. So you could, if you wanted to, leave yourself some space to breathe and have a bit of a tangent or talk about something that's somewhat relative to what you're talking about, the main topic of the show.
If you're just coming to this podcast for information on body swap movies, you're probably going to get bored about halfway through. Yeah. But
who the fuck wants information on body swap movies?
People who love 80s movies. Like I know two people who I'm going to recommend this podcast to specifically. But I think I can definitely see this being a podcast where if you're in a particular headspace and you just latch onto this rapport that they have, you could listen to this forever and ever and ever and forgive it all the tangents because this feels like a really close friendship group that love talking about weird movies.
That's kind of what I latched onto. Yeah. Also, the weirdness of the fact that that's a niche podcast.
I feel like if I caught on this earlier, I think I would have liked it more because I would have developed my own sort of like
relationship
with these people
rather
than just diving into the specifics. Had I started maybe five episodes in or earlier and sort of just kept with it, I reckon I would have liked it a lot more than I did.
Speaking of, we did have someone write in after I said, do you wonder if people ever think that we're like their friends on their podcast and they tune in to listen to us as if they're their friends? We had someone write in and say yes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
We had a couple of people actually, but yes, one on Facebook and one on Insta, and it was just made my day.
Yeah. We're good hangs.
We are so good hangs.
Well, not like in this current environment, but yeah.
Well, this is the thing. You can still hang with your friends podcast style.
That's right.
Boom.
Yeah, we're there for you. Okay. So that's did we do all of the things?
Yeah, that's all the
things. We did all the things. Yay. Okay, so next week we will come back with reviews of the three that we recommended at the start, which we've already recapped, so I'm not going to bother doing it. If you would like to recommend your podcast to us or a podcast that you just love, you can go to thatsnotcanon.com/castology. You can write to us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can send us a carrier pigeon. You can do interpretive dance from your rooftops and send us drone videos of
TikToks.
And send us TikToks. That's TikToks a lot easier thing, than yeah. drone videos that you fly over to us. Do a TikTok and tell us. I don't know what
Zane's
the youths
so confused.
Do. I mean, I'm on TikTok, but I don't think they'll be able to find me.
I'm not on TikTok. I refuse. Apparently, I also got told this week that old people aren't allowed on TikTok. So I feel like
TikTok has a way of segregating people. Like
I'm not old, by the way, but apparently I am because most of the people on there are like early 20s.
Well, most people on there are like preteens.
Yeah.
To early teenagers.
Yeah,
I feel like a bit of a
creeper. Whereas on my feed, it's all animal videos.
Oh, that's cool. Cute.
And lonely gay people.
Oh, beautiful.
That's really sweet.
What a wonderful life.
Because they basically just find out who you are and then give you only
that content.
So you're not aware of the preteen
content.
Okay. Oh, thank God. I don't want to deal with that.
Didn't want to get flagged.
But look, the point is get the information to us in whatever way you see fit. We can guarantee that we will listen. We cannot guarantee that we will recommend. We're sorting through the slush pile. I think we should chuck in another listener recommendation episode, you know, in at least 2 months' time.
I've got one coming up soon.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we do.
All right, good. I'm totally prepared for that. All right, I have been Liz Best here with
Nick Bleeker
and
Zane C. Weber.
Keep listening to podcasts. Bye.
Hey there, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. It's Matt Young, and I want you to listen to the Story Chunder podcast. Based on the live event where Brisbane storytellers tell true and sometimes embarrassing stories from their lives for the delight and approval of a live audience. So listen in to the Story Chunder podcast. I'll see you at the Chunder.